This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The French. Oh, the French. Politicians, angered at their anti-war stance, rename their fries. Travelers complain about their snooty waiters. Their cheese is way too exotic. But French music is starting to catch the ears of Americans. Over the next couple of days, we're going to profile two French bands that are playing into the American music scene. Here to begin is Day to Day's Rob Sachs.
If you rummage through the CD collection of any modern music aficionado, you might be surprised by what you find.
Anybody that's watching new music is keeping a finger on the pulse of what's going on in French music.
That's Chris Derides. He's a DJ on public radio and a music supervisor on films like American Beauty and Shrek 2. He says leading this new revolution is the French duo Air.
Air is actually a good name for this band because they have such a life and breath to their music. There's an atmospheric quality that's infused with a love of a variety of styles of music, including pop and 80s dance and ambient music and soundtrack music. I feel like they are sort of a distillation in sound of their influences.
Artistically, we are attracted by some different sounds each time. For example, you know, we listen to records, we listen to the noise of the nature, we listen to everything, we listen to soundtracks, classical music, new bands, and so I think that we transform a little bit of everything. Maybe we are not creators, we are just transformers, and we transform in our own way, or in what we hear around us, and so that it makes the original atmosphere of the album.
Jean-Benoît Dunkel of Air. He goes by JB. Air did not emerge from any sort of Euro pop scene. JB was just a teenager when he first began playing music with his partner, Nicolas Gaudin, in a middle-class suburb near Versailles. In high school, they flirted with French rock, forming a band called Orange. After graduation, they did something very unrock-like. They put away their instruments and went off to college, pursuing careers in science. By their mid-20s, the two were living in Paris. Nicolas had earned a degree in architecture, and JB was a math and physics instructor. But they never lost the music bug. At night, they tinkered around on synthesizers and samplers, constructing songs with simple lyrics. Eventually, they reformed as Air. In 1998, they released Moon Safari, which sold over 1 million copies worldwide.
I think science has much more to do with music than literature. I don't know a lot of writers who make bands.
We like science. It's a sort of passion. I think that the world is written in mathematical signs, and so it's a good way to understand the world.
But maybe the French just didn't understand the world the way they did.
In France, we are not so open-minded. We are too much influenced by our culture, which is sometimes really, really heavy because we can't invent new things. We are followers in terms of music. And that's a pity, and we suffer a lot from that.
Air's progressive style and refusal to sing in French has turned off many critics at home. But American musicians like Beck and Madonna have gotten into them. Beck recently toured with the duo and is featured on their song, The Vagabond.
I do the best I can not to worry about things.
Air's music even found its way into the hands of Sofia Coppola, back when she was just starting her career as a director.
I was in London for a summer years ago when I'd never heard of him before, and I just went into a little record store, and there was that album of Premier Symptoms, but I kind of looked at the cover, and I asked the guy at the store if it was any good, and they said it was, so I just bought it randomly. And it was the same summer that I was working on the script for Virgin Suicide, so I ended up listening to it a lot when I was writing, and I really felt like it worked with the mood of the book, or it helped set this atmosphere. And from then, I wanted to, you know, approach them about working on the music for the movie.
After the suicide free-for-all, Mr. and Mrs. Lisbon gave up any attempt to lead a normal life. They had Mr. Headley pack up the house, selling what furniture he could in a garage sale.
I like that the movie was set in the 70s, but it was meant to be modern day, looking back at the 70s, that they were kind of interested in music of that era, but it was contemporary, but related to that, so I felt like it would help kind of set that tone. And it's super dreamy and kind of melancholy and romantic, which I wanted the movie to have.
Again, DJ and music supervisor Chris Derides.
Soundtracks are a great opportunity for an artist to explore new directions in music, because if they write something for a film, they're typically going to be pushing their sound or the kind of things that they'll do on their own albums just for the needs of the movie.
So it's a way for us to add, to extend our inspiration. So it's very exciting.
Sofia Coppola was excited too, so much so that she asked them to score a scene for her Oscar-winning film Lost in Translation. This year, Air released their album Talkie Walkie after a 2.5-year break. The album is filled with their signature dreamy sound and influences that range from electronic to classical to pop.
They've kind of hit on a formula or a recipe that wasn't working when the French were trying to do rock, you know. But they found a way to, integrate that kind of French flavor with pop music in a way that's really palatable to Americans.
We are not searching, we are finding. It's just experimental. We are in the studio, we work, we record some things, and we just let it go.
Working outside the constraints of contemporary French music, Air acts like a vacuum, sucking up all the sounds they can find, and then flicking the reverse switch, blowing the world back on itself, and waiting to hear if people like it.
The problem is not to make a good record or to be as good as Beatles or David Bowie or these guys, because the new problem is to do something that only you can do. And if you reach that, you will have some people to listen to you because you will be unique.
For Day to Day, I'm Rob Sachs.
Très bon, Rob. Tomorrow on Day to Day, the French band Phoenix.